There's a murder, a psak, a maisa shahoya that took place 70 years ago. The Chilkas Yankov, Rabbi Yankov Breish, the Abbezin of Zurich. He has a tshuva on the following case that took place. And it's Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer brings this shaila, whereas Negei Alocha LaMaisa is something that came towards him, a question that was posed to him, which is Negei to the Omer that we learned this morning. The Gemara has a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If a person is nichale lava isura klila, it's better for a person to be oivan isakal to save someone else from being oivan isachomer. For instance, if I have peiros that are nama usa, so I can be toirem min the shalom and amukav. Really, you're supposed to take off the trumas and maizes from the fruits in front of you. You can't take off if it's not in front of you because maybe it's rotten, maybe it's not similar, maybe it's not the right thing that you're doing. So shalom and amukav should not be done. But it's an isakal. Like this, I'm saving someone from eating things that do not have trumas and maizes taken off. That's Rebbe Shita. Rashbag, his father, held, no. Do not over, not, it's also to be over, even isakal, because shalom and amukav, mutav that damar to be over and isakhama, as long as you're not over and isakal. Now, this is Machlokes Rebbe and Rashbag. And the Rebbe says, Nirin Dvorai Midivi Abba, the Gemara says over there in Ervin. But this is different, Tosfos says, than the famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet of Hid Pas Betanur. If someone is Madik Pas Betanur, that means he puts bread in the side of the oven. Over there, we don't say Chatei Kedei Shizke Chaveiroi. Zok Tosfos, because over there, the person was Posha. When a person was negligent and he puts a pita bread in the oven and it's about to be baked, then you're not mechuyev to be oivan isakal by redias apas to save someone else. He's posha. Our sugya is not talking about posha. Our sugya is talking about lifnei iver. The person doesn't know that it's not properly tithed, that the tumas and maizes weren't taken off. So I'm being oivan isakal to save chaveiroi. That's a taste of differentiates. But akoponim, that is the sugya of lavar iser klila kidei shechaveiroi am ha'oretz, and am ha'oretz should not be oivan isura rabba. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings the following story. He says, a balas tshuva came to him. The husband, is Michal Shabbos, she made up with her husband, she started being shomer Shabbos. She asked and she pleaded with her husband to keep Shabbos. So the husband finally acquiesced and agreed, but one condition. Lo basigaliot. The cigarettes he can't stop. He can keep Shabbos and do whatever you want. Won't go open the TV, won't go to the beach, won't do Chilul Shabbos, won't drive a car, he'll make Kiddush, have a lo ha-sigaliot. I can't touch the cigarettes, doesn't it? Daddy can't stop. As he is, Nebuch. But that was the Ma'at Shoya. So Yitzchak Zilberstein told him, following Eitzah, make a condition with your husband. As long as the Neir Shabbos are lit, don't smoke a cigarette. When the Neir Shabbos are lit, don't smoke a cigarette. And what was his Eitzah? His Eitzah was, like he said it over to her, that he once advised someone similarly, that the husband didn't want to give up smoking. He says, when the Neiris are lit, don't smoke. So what did she do? They lit the Neiris. The husband kept Shabbos. As soon as the Neiris were over, he lit a cigarette. As soon as the Neiris finished being lit, as soon as it got extinguished. So what was the Eitzah he gave this lady, this other story? Get longer Neiris every week. Every week, add on more shemen, more oil. Like this, here it's 8 o'clock at night, becomes 9 o'clock at night. Suddenly it's just 1 week with long candles. He waits around till 10 o'clock. He's keeping Shabbos longer. Till eventually, she got herself a yortzad lechtel, 24 hours. And that's how he kept Shabbos. That was the eitzah that he told her. So he told the lady to do the same thing. And kachava, she got herself candles, and every week got longer and longer. And the husband kept Shabbos more and more, because his condition he kept. Avot savot. He kept until as soon as the lights went off, that's when he lit it. He says, brings in a sefer, Chashuk Echemet. The woman came, she had a shaila. What was the shaila? The shaila was that she forgot to light candles 1 week. Forgot. Onus, posha, whatever you want to call it. The husband's going to come home and he's going to see the lights are off, he's going to smoke a cigarette. Is she allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for her, Amir la'akum, in order to prevent the husband from Michal Shabbos? Mutav lava isura klila kedesh lo yaver amoritz isura rabba. That's mamash disugya. Could she do amira la akum to save her husband from chil Shabbos? So that was the question that was posed to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. And he says the chilkas Yankov, Rabbi Yankov Breish, had the following shaila, similar shaila. The shaila that was posed to him 70, 80 years ago was as follows. Amol, there was a, in Europe, there was a milkman. What did the milkman do? The milkman went, picked up empty bottles of cans of milk, and he filled it up. He took up the empty ones and filled it up. So there was a yid that was a milkman, a Michal Shabbos. He used to go fill it up. So this frum person that put out his bottles, he put them out every day, except for Friday, because he knew if he puts it out Friday, the person will be Michal Shabbos because of him, and he'll take out and be Chiyav Hoitzah, all the Yisurim that are involved. And he always remembered, put out his milk Sunday, the empty bottles, the empty cans, like the water, they pick up. The empty ones, Sunday to Thursday. Friday, he always remembered not to do it. And sure enough, what happened was, by accident he forgot, Friday he put it out. He was ready in the Rosh Hashanah, he put it Friday morning. And now comes Friday night, he realizes, tomorrow morning, the person is going to come, and it'll be Michal Shabbos because of him. Am I allowed to now tell a guy to remove the milk bottles from the Shuzrabim in order that the Yid, the Michal Shabbos Yid, should not be over on Hoitzah because of me? That was a question that was posed because I'm causing Lifnei Evil. It's in the Michal. Am I allowed to be over or not? So Rabbi Yankov Braish, the Chelkis Yankov, brings our sugya, legabe the din of Amir la'akum, if it's mutter to be over on Issachal in order to prevent him. And he says that since because of me, the person can be oivan Issa, just like because of me, the person is going to eat perish and musorim, so memela to save him from lifnei iver, you're allowed to consider, you're allowed to save him, and you're allowed to remove, have it removed, even though you're telling Amir la'akum. Mutav shiyavi Issa klila, k'deshel yavi Issa chomer. So Yitzchak Zilberstein once said the same thing over here. You can tell a guy to light the candles. Now there is a little difference. The difference is that over here by the milk bottles, the person is being Michal Shabbos because of me. I put out the milk bottles and daddy is ready to pick them up because of me. Over here the husband's not lighting a cigarette because of me. He has his joke. He only lights a cigarette when there's no candle. But I'm not causing him to light a cigarette. So maybe there's a difference. When you're causing directly Lifnei Evil Asit and Michal, I'm putting out empty bottles, the case of the Chelkis Yankov, over there, Mutav Shiava, Issa Klila, because I'm being over Lifnei Iver. In order that a person should be over Issa Chom, because of me directly, because he's coming to pick up my bottles. Now, true Tois says that it's only by a person that's, we don't say it by a person that's a Pasha, but he wasn't Pasha yet. He wasn't Pasha yet, he's only coming, pre-being Pasha, he's only coming to you when he sees it's outside. So over there, he was takamati to tell the Akum to take it in. But over here, the person is not being chal, because chal Shabbos directly because of you. He doesn't see lights on, he lights a candle. But upon him, that was the suffix that Yitzchak Zilberstein had, if it's comparable to the case of the Chelkis Yankov. The Maisa, he asked his shvogi, he writes in the Sefer, Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him it's poshut, they allowed to tell an Akum based on the Ramah, that's in the Bala Itu, that's brought down in the Ramah, that by a mokum tzorich godl, over here it's a tzorich godl, to save someone from Chil Shabbos, you're allowed to be over on the Issa of Amir la'akum, even when it comes to Issa Shabbos Amir la'akum. So Meli held that it's mutter. You're allowed to have a guy light it in order to prevent a husband from his joke of not lighting a cigarette when he sees candles that are on. The question is, a woman that's Peshea to light, you have to light another candle the following week and onward. Maybe over here you won't have to because at the end of the day a guy lit on your behalf. So Meli, that will be considered maybe that you were not Pasha over Shabbos. That's a suffix. Yesh stop al koponim. This machloika is Rebbe Rashbag of Mutar Lava Yisur Klila Kedesh Liyave Chavere Yisur Rabba is Negei Alochel Maisa Lagabidi's fascinating stories that took place that he brings down in the Sefer.